This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's time for our visit with the Militant Grammarian, Catherine Childs. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. You know, one of my favorite old-time movie stars is W.C. Fields.
I just want to stop us here for a minute because it seems as though if Ozarks at Large was ever trying to get a younger demographic, our conversations just... We talk about old time radio,
W.C.
Fields. I digress. Go ahead.
That's all right. Well, as you might imagine, it's his use of language that appeals to me.
Yeah.
Every so often, I'll break out with one of his speeches from the 1934 It's a Gift, was the film name. He was looking for someone by the name of Lafong, Carl Lafong, capital L, small a, capital F, small o, small n, small g, Lafong, Carl Lafong. That might make it evident why I don't get a lot of invitations.
Yeah.
So all this is to introduce a list of words I ran across from Dr. Goodword, also known as Robert Beard, who has a PhD in linguistics. He regularly sends out a good word via email.
Okay.
And the word he was focusing on was one I'd never heard, gimcrack.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, G-I-M, crack.
All right.
From 1676, gimcrack means a showy object of little use or value.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Now, what about Jimmy Crack Corn?
I know that's a song.
Right. And the word was sometimes written as J-I-M, crack, which may have led to its use in the folk song Blue Tailed Fly, popularized by Burl Ives in the 1950s. The chorus says, Jim Crack Corn and I Don't Care. Now, I've always sang that Jimmy Crack Corn.
That's how I always heard it.
Yeah. But I can see how it could be Jim Crack Corn because it goes, you know, kind of slides over. And if you were talking about Jim Crack Corn, then you wouldn't care about it because it's of no value. As a noun, it means a cheap, showy knickknack.
Okay.
But it's used more often as an adjective. His gimcrack fishing lures are better at attracting the eyes of fishermen than of fish.
Yeah, I like that.
Gimcrack referred to mechanical contrivances in the 1630s, though it could refer to a showy person in 1610. It's of uncertain origin. It wasn't so much the word gimcrack that caught my eye as the synonyms given for the word. So let's look at some of those.
All right.
How would you use trifle in a sentence?
Can I use it as a gerund? A trifling affair?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
A small consequence.
So like gimcrack, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It does have many uses now, not to mention a delicious and beautiful dessert, typically consisting of cake soaked in rum or brandy and topped with layers of preserves, custard, and cream. But the trifle that is synonymous with gimcrack means something of little value, substance, or importance, and was first known to be used in the 14th century, 2 centuries before gimcrack.
Wow.
As a verb, it means to treat someone or something as unimportant, or to talk in a jesting or mocking manner with the intent to delude or mislead. Another word that means gimcrack, but predates it by a century, is gewgaw. Have you heard that one?
Yes, I have.
I have not.
Oh, yeah. What? It's in some movie.
Oh, really?
I want to think it's a Coen Brothers movie or something, but all your fancy gewgaws.
I'm not sure I would have spelled it as it appears most commonly, G-E-W-G-A-W, which but it's just gewgaw.
You know, I think Donald Harrington, in his novels about Stamore, may have used gewgaw.
An alternative is gewgaw, which is pronounced differently. It's G-E-E. Gaw.
That to me, that sounds more like something you'd call your grandfather when you're 4.
Oh, gee-gaw.
Yeah.
2 words that I'm more likely to use than any of these others we've looked at are knick-knack and bric-a-brac.
Yep.
So what are those?
Knick-knack is a little something, you know, like, I don't know, like a nail clipper that also is a fish scale or something.
Yeah. Or has a mermaid on it.
Right,
or
right.
Yeah.
And then,
bric-a-brac.
Bric-a-brac, I think, is more than one thing. All this bric-a-brac, it's like
And see, that's something that I had never thought of. Knick-knack
is one.
Singular, and bric-a-brac is plural.
Right. Knick-knacks.
Yeah.
But never bric-a-bracs.
Right. Right, huh. Right, yeah. Knick-knack shows up just 10 years after Jim Crack, and bric-a-brac appears two centuries later. Basically, a collection of knick-knacks is bric-a-brac.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Finally, Kyle, one of the synonyms given for Jim Crack really appealed to me in light of today's circumstances. It comes from the 15th century, originally meaning deceit or fraud, and now applied to material objects of little or no value. Samuel Johnson described the word as something fallaciously splendid, mm-hmm. something of less value than it seems, a falsehood or empty talk, or something of no value. The word is trumpery.
Comments to the Militant Grammarian, who is Catherine Sherrills. Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.